This can't be the end. She's too young to depart this world.
Stay strong, Hank. She's in good hands.
I can't watch.
Will somebody answer that?
Ben's phone. Miss Van Thrax.
Miss Van Thrax? No!
Ben is very busy at the moment.
Give me that! Hello, hello, hello.
Benjamin.
Oh, Velma, you sound awful.
I've come down with a cold. Now, the class needs to decide on a project for next week's science fair. And I was wondering if you were free.
It would be an honor.
Excellent. Now, it's not for amateurs, so no baking soda volcanoes.
Understood.
I want that first place ribbon, Ben. I want it bad.
I won't let you down.
Ben, you have to fix the fridge.
Maybe later. I have a class to sub.
Wait, don't leave her like this.
Hey, I just left my skateboard in the hall. She's the one who decided to slip on it. Ben! What are you doing here?
I'm your substitute teacher. As you may have heard, Miss Van Thrax is homesick.
Yeah!
Okay, take your seats.
Man, we just hit the jackpot. Ben's not a real teacher. He's just a guy.
Our goal is to come up with an idea for the science fair. I've printed information on some exciting fields to pique your interests. Microentomology! Xenopaleontology! Botanomineralogy! Are your interests piqued, eh? Ginger.
Huh?
Are you even listening to me? What did I just say?
There's a fair and... interest?
No, Ginger. The fair is extremely important. We need to come up with an idea.
Let's just make a volcano.
No volcanoes!
Come on! Cut the mean teacher act. It's me! Yeah, boy.
That's it! You just lost your class there, recess.
Wait, what? You can't do that!
I just did. And if anyone has a problem with that, you can thank your boy.
Oh,
let's face it, Tom. We have to eat all the food before it spoils.
Okay, I think I'm getting somewhere.
Why don't I call my neighbor Mike? He fixed my air conditioner when it broke over the summer.
Mike? Why didn't you call me to fix your air conditioner? What? What's so funny?
No offense, Tom. It's just, well, you're not really a handyman.
Oh, yeah? Watch this. See? The coolant tank is almost empty.
Yeah, that's a bagel spread.
Wow. And it is almost empty.
Miss Van Thrax, I'm gonna take this in the hall, and when I get back, I wanna hear some good ideas for our project.
You're gonna pay for this.
Oh no, they're behaving! I just had to show them who was boss.
Excellent.
That first place ribbon is as good as yours.
Well, I hope so. I'm going back to sleep now. Don't screw up.
I can make this right! I promise!
Oh, yeah? How are you gonna do that?
I've got a plan.
All right, class, let's see what you've all come up with for the science.
Sorry, Ben. It was you or me. Attack!
No!
You see, Angela? Good as new. Oh.
I should have called Mike when we had the chance.
What?
Those little savages! How dare they disrespect an educator like this?
Hey, Ben, you have something on your face. And most of your body.
Miss Vantrax is going to come back to a class that hasn't even started the science fair project. Ugh, I'm a failure! A failure!
Ben, sounds like you might need my help even more.
You don't know these kids, Tom. They're monsters!
Well, when it comes to dealing with monsters, you might say I'm pretty handy.
Fine.
I guess we could try to fix this.
Are you sure about this, Tom?
Just follow my directions and say what I tell you. Oh, and be cool.
Together, buddy, or you're gonna lose him.
So, have I got your attention yet?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, what do you want to learn about today? No wrong answers.
Math?
Wrong! What do you really want?
Video games?
Great! Let's play video games!
Great job, Ben. Keep it up.
The day is almost over.
What? But we haven't even started the project.
Huh? Right. Okay. I should probably mention...
Cool teachers don't get a lot done.
Class, we mustn't neglect our science fair project. And everyone get some graph paper.
Science stinks!
Hey!
Science stinks!
Quiet! We've goofed around all day, so now we're doing this project whether you like it or not! The paper never had a chance, Ginger. The aerodynamic forces on that thing are totally off balance.
Wow! Wait, science can make paper airplanes better?
Oh,
that's way cool. Yeah.
What is going on here?
Velma, you're feeling better?
I was, until you turned my classroom into a rumpus room.
But I...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Excuse me, Teacher Ben. I need to improve the arc of my plane's flight path. What can I do?
It looks like you're forgetting one of the four major forces that act on a plane. Remember...
Can't be, after all these years.
Oh! I'll increase my wingspan to get more lift.
Children so eager to learn. Excellent work, Benjamin. Excellent.
Yay!
Well, guys, it seems like Ben didn't...
What?
How'd you do that?
Easy peasy, icy creamsy.
Huh. All right.
Thanks, Mike. I owe you one.